This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle's day, Jews and Gentiles alike could be guilty of spiritual pride. Jews, for thinking their ceremonies elevated them above everyone else, and then Gentiles for forgetting the hopelessness of their condition apart from Christ. Spiritual pride blinds us to our own faults and magnifies the faults of others, and it does so even in our day. We need to be very careful not to become proud of our salvation. Instead, we need to humbly thank God for what He has done and encourage others who might be struggling in their faith. We're in verse 13 of chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians today, and we read, "But now in Christ Jesus, you were once were far off and were made near in the blood of Christ." Or in our Living Bible, it reads, "But now you belong to Christ Jesus, and though you were once far away from God, now you have been brought very near to Him because of what Jesus has done for you with His blood." See, the things that I do, that you do, these are merely external acts. And certainly these righteous acts that we put forth, they may have value as an overflow of a changed internal man. We need to know that they do not affect us from the outside in, because real faith never does that. Rather, our outward actions, they are actually, quite honestly, a true reflection of who we are inside. And that's really the good actions as well as the bad. The ultimate effect of all of this that we're speaking of here, last time we were together and today, really is a state of disunity within the church, a division within the greater body of Christ, often even within a local body of Christ. When we began, we were separate from God and we were apart from the body of Christ. However, once we were redeemed, we then became an innate part of the same family, and that's regardless of denomination or what local church we go to. Indeed, especially, this is a very real part of the body of the local church of which I participate, to have that unity and not live in division. Galatians 3:26 tells us, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." So we need to remember that it is in fact impossible to live the scriptural definition of a Christian apart from being a part of a local church. A local church where we serve, love, give, receive, correct, and be corrected. Therefore, when we live in disunity, when we live apart from these things are absent from our lives. And God is certainly far from pleased with the division that goes on in these situations, whether they are inside or outside of the church, whether they are in a group of people, or whether they're just inside my heart. For His church, His bride, is a very precious thing to Jesus, and it represents the skeleton of His very body, if you will. Yet many today will indeed act in division, and Scripture refers to them as enemies of the cross, whose God is their belly and their glory is their shame. This infighting is no doubt a heartache to God, but I can also bet you it's a smug satisfaction to Satan. Galatians chapter 3 goes on in verse 27, saying, quote, "As many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus," end quote. Now, I'm not so naive to believe that we will always all agree on every point and every aspect. But then again, why must people who call themselves Christians resort to lying and slander, attacking other believers within the faith? Scripture says that they do this because they're not actually Christians at all. 1 Corinthians 3:3 says, "For you are still fleshly, for insofar as there is jealousy and strife and factions among you? Aren't you fleshly, and don't you walk in the ways of men? Look, until we come to Christ, we have no hope. And it can't be any more clear than that. We were all without God. We were all lost, blind, alone. But now, we are in Christ. Now, there's that phrase once again, and we've mentioned this as we've gone through this book. In Christ. As part of his attempt to cause us to remember how and from where we came from, Paul, he brings this story into the present with the words, but now. But now we are in Christ. Now we tend to think of ourselves as solely having Christ in our lives. And therefore, you know, in this lies the beginning of a really a greater problem, because we need to understand that salvation is not Christ joining our world, but us joining his. And in Christ, gang, there's only general admission seating. There's no premier boxes. There's no special reservations. We are all there together in Christ. Level field of play. We move as he moves. We move where he moves and when he moves, because we are actually in him. That's why we can call him Lord, because he's controlling our lives and he's controlling our very movements. The Bible tells us we were once very far away. And if we're truthful, nobody needed to tell us that, for we knew it already. We were far away from God. But he brought us near. No, we did not find him. Indeed, he found us. He paid our debt. He broke down the wall between us and God, a wall that separated us from our Creator, a wall that was literally built out of our sins.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.